Irwin, St. Helena, California, September 25, 1909. Elder Irwin, dear Brother Irwin, the Sabbath has just closed, and I have words to write to you. I have recently conversed with Elder Haskell regarding the presidency of the California Conference. He feels that it would not be wise for him to serve in this office for another term, and I do not think that I should urge him to do so. He and his wife have done nobly. They have not spared themselves, and they have not murmured at inconveniences. But they now feel that because of Elder Haskell's age, he should be relieved from the burden of heavy responsibility. I believe that the Lord would be pleased to have you fill this position during the coming year. I am sure that you would be gladly welcomed and sustained by the members of the conference, and that both you and your wife could be a help to the work here. I know of no one who is better qualified than yourself to deal with the conditions in this field. We should have, for the president of the California Conference, an elderly man of broad experience, and he should be strongly supported by a younger man. You and your wife and your son and his wife are qualified to fill important positions, and you can be a help to one another. There are peculiar elements in this conference, and there is much at stake here at this time. If you will come to our help, we will give you our promise to cooperate with you in doing the work that needs to be done. We are glad that the Lord has wrought for us in the securing of our school property. This has relieved us of a great burden. I dare not defer expressing myself in this matter. We need you here with your experience. Elder Haskell says that he can feel at rest if he could be assured that you would come. We ask you to consider this question carefully and prayerfully. We trust that after you have prayed regarding your duty, you and your wife will decide to unite with us in this field.